Good morning. Boy, that's a great song. Amen. I'd like to begin by reading a passage from 1 Corinthians 11. It goes like this. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." You know, we're about to do something that Jesus wanted us to do, to remember and proclaim his death until he comes. Other translations say to declare his death or to tell about his death. So what do we have to declare about it? What do we tell ourselves and other people about the Lord's death? You know, typically we say, "Well, he died for me. He died for my sins. He died to show me how much God loves me." Yes, yes, yes. He was the perfect sacrifice. Since he had no sins of his own, he could die for mine. Well, if it was a sacrifice, and it was unlike any sacrifice that had ever been made. You know, when Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain, that was a sacrifice. That was his son. And you can only imagine the emotion, the care, the thought, the preparation, the love that accompanied that sacrifice. It was unlike any sacrifice that had ever been offered in the temple. All the animals that were killed, it was conducted with grace and dignity, with humility as a sacred procedure and an act of worship, right? Perhaps our question is not, why did Jesus die, but why was he crucified? Is there something else going on that I missed? And, you know, most of us have been Christians a long time, but you know, there are a lot of different layers to what we observe in the crucifixion of Christ. And so I'm going to try to share some things that to provoke some thought in our minds. The book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus shared in our humanity. But what it's telling us is not just that Jesus was human. It was so much more than that. It was that he was a real human living a real human life. and dying a real human death. The Message Bible goes on to say this. It's obvious, of course, that he didn't go to all this trouble for angels. It was for people like us, Abraham's children. That's why he had to enter into every detail of human life. Then, when he came before God as a high priest to get rid of people's sins, he would have already experienced all of it himself. All the pain, all the testing, and he would be able to help where help was needed. You know, Jesus' life on earth was not a privileged life, was it? He was poor. But, you know, being poor is just being poor. I mean, there are poor people who are really happy. Who really, I mean, you know, they don't have a lot of things, but, you know, it seems like sometimes the poorer you are, the happier you are. So it was not just that he was not living a privileged life in a bubble over here. Well, yeah, I'm a human, but I'm going to keep my distance. We see another verse that tells us he was tempted in every way, just as we were. He didn't avoid the difficulties and challenges. It's as if Jesus was telling us, you know, I guess you must be thinking, because I created you, I know everything about you. Or because I've observed you from the very beginning, that I understand you. But I don't. I need to, and I want to, become you. And I want to experience all that you have to go through in this life as a human. And I mean all. Before I leave this planet, Jesus is saying, I will throw myself into the jaws of the lion. You remember the movie Gladiator, when things are getting ready? You know, the I don't know who those guys were coming, beating their chest, and, you know, and the army's getting there, and the gladiator just, all of a sudden, he says, unleash hell. And the dog takes off. I haven't figured out if that's the name of the dog. Or that was about what was going to happen. What was about to happen. He says, unleash hell. And so when we look at the cross, we're not looking at God's wrath punishing Jesus for our sins. That may be one layer of it. But there's another layer. That what we see is not the wrath of God, but we see the wrath of Satan himself throwing everything he's got at the Son of God. He's finally saying, you're mine now, buddy. You are mine now. And its game is on. Let's see what you do with this. Let's see what you handle. Let's see if you can handle this, mister. Because what you're about to go through, there are millions of other human beings have gone through it and are going through it and will go through it. If you want to know what it's like to really be a human, step into the ring. The Good News translation in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 23 verse 21 says, Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God, and this was an agreement between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, made him to share our sin in order that in union with him, we might become the righteousness of God. I don't think the crucifixion of Jesus was about, that should have been me because I'm so bad and I'm so guilty and I'm so deserving. That's me. Jesus is joining me. He's stepping into my shame, my humiliation, the mistreatment that I have endured and that I've doled out, into my abuse, my bullying, the injustice, the hatred, the anger, the rejection, and the total, absolute indignity of what he was experiencing. Jesus is saying, I am not just suffering for you, I am suffering with you as one of you. That's our Jesus. That's why his name is so beautiful, so powerful. To speak of crucifixion is to speak of a slave's death. We might think of all slaves in the American colonies that were killed at the whim of an overseer or owner. Not to mention those who died in the infamous Middle Passage across the Atlantic. No one remembers their name or their individual histories. Their stories were thrown away with their bodies. This was the destiny chosen by the Creator, the Lord of the universe, the death of a nobody. He was despised and rejected by men as from one who men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Thus the Son of God entered into solidarity with the lowest and the least of all his creation, the nameless and forgotten, the offscour of all things. That's our Jesus. Isn't that amazing? So as we take this bread and this cup today, his body and his blood, we're declaring his death. What a death. He was willing to die so that he would understand us and know us and become one with us and to offer us help in whatever your circumstance. He's been through worse. He's been there. He's been there. He's done that. I can help you regardless of the injustice, the unfairness, the cruelty, the indignity, the shame, and the humiliation that the world and Satan heaps on you and that sometimes we heap on ourselves. He says, through this sacrifice, we can share in the righteousness of God. It's really quite an amazing story, isn't it? Let's pray together. Father, we thank you.